This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An Italian teenager will become the lead F1 car racing driver for Mercedes. Andrea Kimi Antonelli will replace the current driver, Lewis Hamilton, next season. Hamilton is a 7-time F1 champion who is leaving Mercedes to race for Ferrari. So the 18-year-old Antonelli, a graduate of Mercedes Junior Program, will be Mercedes' lead driver. Antonelli joined the Junior Program in 2019 and has been competing in Formula 2 this year, becoming the youngest winner of multiple races in the series' history after victories at Silverstone and Budapest. Twice-yearly shots used to treat AIDS were 100% effective in preventing new infections in women, according to a new study. There were no infections in the young women and girls that got the shots in a study of about 5,000 people in South Africa and Uganda. In a group given daily prevention pills, roughly 2% ended up catching HIV from infected sex partners. The shots are a drug called lenacapavir, made by U.S. drug maker Gilead and sold as Sunlenca. The drug is approved in the U.S., Canada, Europe, and elsewhere, but only as a treatment for HIV. The company said it is waiting for results of testing in men before seeking permission to use it to protect against infection. While there are other ways to prevent HIV infection, like using condoms during sex or taking daily pills, consistent use has been a problem in Africa. In the new study, only about 30% of participants given Gilead's Truvada or Descovy prevention pills actually took them, and that figure dropped over time. Health officials working to stop the spread of AIDS are excited about the Sunlenca shots, but are concerned that Gilead hasn't yet agreed on an affordable price for those who need them the most. Winnie Byanyima, executive director of the Geneva-based UN AIDS agency, said, "Gilead has a tool that could change the trajectory of the HIV epidemic." She said her organization urged Gilead to share Sunlenca's patent with a UN-backed program that negotiates broad contracts, allowing generic drug makers to make cheap versions of drugs for poorer countries worldwide. As an HIV treatment, the drug costs more than $40,000 a year in the U.S. Another HIV prevention shot, Apretude, which is given every 2 months, is approved in some countries, including in Africa. It sells for about $180 per patient per year, which is still too pricey for most developing countries. Australians who feel pressured to respond to work emails during dinner time, first thing in the morning, and all the moments in between are getting a much-needed reprieve, as last week marked the start of a new Right to Disconnect law. The Right to Disconnect law aims to protect workers' free time. While bosses can continue to message workers as they please, employees can no longer be punished for not responding or not reading those messages when they're off the clock, unless their refusal is deemed unreasonable. The Australian Council of Trade Unions said the goal is to create improved work-life balance. It's a concept that's increasingly out of reach in the digital era, with work messages at people's fingertips and work from home more popular than ever, especially since offices closed during the COVID-19 pandemic. Along with innovative work solutions like home offices, the right to disconnect can benefit both employees and employers. Organizations have found that staff who have better rest and who have better work-life balance have fewer sick days and are less likely to leave the employer. 14 other countries have passed similar legislation, including Chile, Peru, Argentina, Colombia, and Brazil in South America, France, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece in Europe, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and Cyprus, and now Australia. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.